You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The World Triathlon Paris Series returns to Swansea on Saturday, July the 15th. And joining me now to discuss the event is Andy Salmon, CEO of British Triathlon. Andy, thanks for speaking to us.
Hi, good morning, Hull. Pleasure. Great to be here.
And for those not familiar, how does the World Triathlon Paris Series work?
Yeah, so it's a number of events that take place around the world. This year, there are four events on the series. So each event has great significance for the athletes taking part. And this year in particular, because the Paralympic qualification window for Paris 24 has just opened. So not only are the athletes competing on Saturday for, World Series points and the status that brings with it, but also to get themselves on the start line in Paris next summer.
As we mentioned, this Saturday, July the 15th, see the return of the World Triathlon Paris Series to Swansea. Last year was the first in Wales. What do you think the legacy has been of bringing the event to South Wales?
Yeah, well, the legacy is an ongoing piece of work. First of all, the event would not be possible without the support of our partners, so UK Sport, Welsh Government and Swansea City Council, together with many other supporting partners. And the legacy is all about telling people that no matter your ability level, you can take part in sport, in this case, in triathlon, so swim, bike and run. So, for example, on Saturday morning, we'll see some of the up-and-coming para-triathletes who are aspiring perhaps to take part in future Paralympic Games. But also we'll see people with disabilities having a go perhaps for the first time, and they might literally move anything from dipping their toe in the water to having a good old swim, having a run and just taking part. And the emphasis is on having a go. Doesn't matter how quick or how slow you are, how long you take. It's about having a go and believing that sport is for you, that you can be included. And that's really important to us.
And more than 100 para-triathletes from around the world will be competing on Saturday for qualification points, as we mentioned, for the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. How are our British para-triathletes feeling ahead of the event in Swansea, but also ahead of the Paralympics?
Yeah, in good spirits, I would say. There are many reasons why we host these events in the UK, but one of them is to give our athletes a home soil opportunity to race without the rigors of traveling. And of course, traveling for many of our para triathletes is a more arduous task than it is for some of their triathlon counterparts. So racing on home soil is huge for them. We're really hopeful that people will come along in their hordes on Saturday. There are no tickets required. It's free of charge. So we'd encourage local people to come along and watch and cheer on these athletes. And the athletes thrive on that environment. They thrive on the cheers and the encouragement they hear from the spectators. So they're really looking forward to it.
And there's also then the chance, as we mentioned, for up-and-coming athletes to take part in the British Paratri Super Series in Swansea. How do events like that help athletes to develop?
They're crucial because, the step up from being, a competent, perhaps club level, county level type athlete to stepping up and competing with, Paralympic legends, medal winners from previous games is a huge step. So the Paratri Super Series is all about bridging that gap and giving these athletes the opportunity to learn. Because every time you do a triathlon, you learn something new about how to prepare for the race, how to execute each of the three disciplines. And of course, you've got the transition from each discipline to the next one, which is so crucial and can affect the outcome of the race. So it's a constant learning curve. So the Super Series is all about giving those up-and-coming athletes that exposure to a seriously competitive environment and preparing them for what might come in the future.
And British Triathlon's Everyone Starts Somewhere initiative has encouraged disabled people to take part at the Paris Series in Swansea in whatever ways they feel are most comfortable. How does that work in practice?
Yeah, so it's really about saying, come along and have a go, and you could literally just dip your toe in the water and have a little run, or if you want to go further, that's okay as well. There's no stipulated distance. It's really just about breaking down that barrier. And we know this is a really important thing for people of different abilities. Just to say, you can have a go, and there's no pressure, there's no obligation about how far or how quickly you go, and hopefully, in many cases, it might not lead them to becoming, lifelong triathletes. That's okay. But if it leads them to live more active lifestyles where they have more confidence to take part in activities, then that has to be a good thing for all of us, doesn't it?
And how can people cheer on the athletes on Saturday at the Prince of Wales Dock in Swansea?
Yeah, simply, come along, obviously, park responsibly. If you're coming by car, come along by public transport, whatever works. But please know that you're very, very welcome. The athletes will do several laps, so it will be an opportunity to see the athletes in action over a period of time. The race schedule is nicely spread out, so you'll be able to see lots of athletes with different classifications of disability. It's first time I saw paratriathlon in the flesh, as it were. It was almost 6 years ago, and you cannot help but be inspired by the way in which these incredible athletes, and they make no bones about it, they are elite triathletes with disability, and the things that they do, that the speed that they race at, the competitiveness is absolutely phenomenal. So something for everybody to really enjoy and be inspired by.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and the best of weather for Saturday in Swansea.
Thank you.
Andy Salmon, CEO of British Triathlon, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks all.